Must have been nice to get 5 goals on the board today and just generally get a lot of chances throughout the game.
Yeah, I thought we were able to capitalize on our chances, which was nice. I felt at times before we were getting opportunities, but weren't able to finish on them. Obviously, the power play was real strong again. It's been a real good, strong staple for us as of late, and the penalty kill able to kill off a strong power play that Chicago has.
What do you see as the keys to that power play? I mean, it looks like you're really starting to control the play well the last 3 or 4 games, especially.
You know, the guys, the units have had a chance here to be together for a little while. We lost Lipon, but now you're able to plug in a player like Halaschuk that obviously has a skill set to play on the power play. Getting more pucks to the front of the net, body position, looking for those rebounds, those chances that are lying there at times. And again, the guys just being cleaner with their breakouts and a little bit more poised with the puck.
Josh Morrissey managed to put up 4 points today, his biggest output of his professional career, which obviously is great for him. But specifically, one thing that you might notice about his game today, he's getting a lot of pucks through to the net. He specifically mentioned that he was having trouble getting pucks through a few games ago against Texas, and he really worked on that. Is that something that you've really been working on with him?
Yeah, it's his, you know, when you look at the instances on the power play, he's a quarterback on the power play. Obviously, he runs it from the blue line, so he does a better job finding those lanes, moving his feet, coming across the blue line to get it to the front of the net. So that's something that we've addressed with him. And again, whenever it's 5-on-5, he has a good lateral mobility where he can find those lanes and not get those shots blocked. So again, that's been a work in progress, but it was a real strong point for Josh tonight.
Are you liking the chemistry between Nick Petan and Scott Kosmachuk?
Yeah, that put that line together. Obviously, Nick Petan, we all know he's a passer, a playmaker, and Scott Kosmachuk probably has our most dangerous shot on the team. So those two have clicked well.
Connor Hellebuyck had a strong game tonight. Was there any surprises from you the way he reacted to getting sent back to the Moose when he played?
No, obviously a real strong game for us. You know, whenever there was breakdowns, and there were some breakdowns, we spent periods on our own end, he was there to make those big saves. But no surprise with how he's handled everything. Knowing Connor now, obviously we had him last year in St. John's and having him for a portion of this season. But real high-quality young man that there's no sulking or entitlement or expectations that he feels. He went up there, played the best of his capabilities, gave the Jets obviously lots to think about, and has come down here and handled like a professional.
Would you consider that to be a tribute to his mental focus?
Yeah, I would. I would say that that Connor's professionalism and focused on where he wants to get to, which is obviously to be in the NHL on a night-to-night basis here. That's something from day one when we had him in St. John's that he's a real goal-orientated goaltender that is focused on getting to the National League.
Can you say about the skill set of Yuri Franck? He scored a nice goal today. He had a nice move where he almost, you know, created something. He's only gotten into, I think, 20 games for you guys, but he seems to have some pretty dynamic skills.
Skill set from the offense at the top of the offensive circles down. Great shot, real tenacious on pucks. Where Yuri's game has deficiencies is in his own zone, the D zone coverage, being able to get pucks back to use his speed and his skate and his shot in the offensive zone. So if he could play the whole shift in the offensive end, then he's a real strong player. But we all know that the pro game is being able to play 200 feet.
Now, have you noticed an improvement though at all in his game?
We have noticed an improvement. Lots of video with Yuri, there's a language barrier there that we've been able to get through, but he wants to learn. We've taught him the structure and where he needs to be through practice and through the video, and we've seen improvements from before where he looked lost in his own end. It's better now. He has more awareness and more commitment to trying to get pucks back.
And as a rookie player, it's, you know, not unique for a young guy, 21-year-old, to have some defensive deficiencies.
Yeah, and again, you look at Yuri Franck, he's missed a step along the way here. You know, he's come right out of kind of a dark horse to come to pro hockey. Hasn't spent any time in the ECHL as to date here. But yeah, we know there's a part of his game that is exciting, and that's the offensive side. It's just a matter of learning and understanding that there's different aspects to every player's game, and he's got to learn that D-zone part.